I'd like to ask now if our David Mathabaugh to speak. He is a member of Rabbi Adler's Nighttime Advanced Teams here.
First of all, you desire to encapsulate Rabbi Adler's share in a couple of words. It's not perceivable, not something to do. So whatever I say, you should realize that it really doesn't do justice at all to how phenomenal the share is and how phenomenal Rabbi Adler is. But it is, if not the second, that it's the oldest running share of my Beit Shemesh. 23 plus years in grade. So I'm a baby now, I've only been about 15 years. Those that have been, I think, almost from the beginning, It's an extremely unique share, I think it's one of a kind, because on one hand it's, we've got a blessing, on the other hand, as Ron Feld said, it's very much Yeshiva Sagra, it very much feels like Yeshiva. It's very Yeshivish, it's very Lomnish, it's Kashmak, it's very, a lot of depth, a lot of thought behind it. The Rav prepares so much each year. It's so much, you feel like you're back in Yeshiva. Focus on the long list, no stones left unturned. Basically, if there's something that doesn't sit right, the word will be inverted, so we'll get to the bottom of it and we'll look up the. So basically, the Rav always says, the goal is not to sort of see a lot, but just to get basic shots in the Gemara. But in order to do that, so we end up having to see, five, six Rishonim, Achronim, Be'yosha, Tzlach, often all the way to Shulchan Aruch, which is all the way to the second. But the goal is, it's not a halacha l'maaseh shel hakeil for the halacha, it's to basically understand the Gemara, but to do it very thoroughly and to do whatever it takes to get there, which is often a long route. So it's a slow moving shia. We do about a month for an Amud. So it's slow, but we managed to put out these coefficients, which are basically just everything you need for the share. So it's very user-friendly. It's got all the showing our current research all in one book, so we've got a couple of those there. So
you bring that out before the Amud starts, so that sugya
we have it for the period, so we've been on the periphery. We've been with the period for profit, as a slow pace. So the Rav generally provides our own requirements in advance, so we have what to work on. Shares recorded, very interactive, very lively, dynamic, a lot of give and take in the middle of the share. There is excellent. Mechanics still need my comment, if you speak to anyone who's going to the Rebbe, it's a different experience, it's much amazing. In terms of the preparation, generally, we can do like an hour in the morning, that's enough, the more the better, obviously, but an hour a day is probably enough to be holding in the Shia. But I think at a minimum, to go in knowing Gemara Rashi, everything's very explained and very thoroughly worked through step by step. So you've got a assistance along the way, but the more prepared you are, the more you get out of it. I recommend this show.
How often
do you do this? Two nights a week, Sunday night and Wednesday night. Every morning, some guys learn after the share, they learn. So I personally learn every morning for an hour with the chavrusa, but it's not, it's probably not part of the structure of the share. We all sit and learn at the same time. Basically, the share for the week, and then, have what you can do around that.
Does everyone have any shared learning in the Spanish share, or some people also learn
outside? I think some learn outside as well. Because it's different times of day, so you can't really tell where everybody is, but there are definitely at least one in there.
So you said the ship running for 20-something years?
Yeah.
So you have some idea of the pace. How many sets has the ship covered on that?
The truth is, the last 4 or 5 years, we've slowed down a lot more because before we were doing Boba Kamas, we got through Boba Kamas in about 7 years, before that was Makkah. And then since we started Brokas, the focus has been more on more venue, seeing whatever there is to see, basically. is with a book of comments. So basically, you can more or less place within the basics to be able to get a proper outline in it. Now, it's much more machining, much more framing, more. So that's changed a bit in the last couple of years. So, this is the sixth period. Well, we did about three proper rockets fairly quickly, and then went into the sixth period, which was very in depth. It's taken a lot longer since the sixth period. We're now around the seventh period. So.
I just kept them like, for those who are not, just how long it takes. So, like, if you're aware of that, Gemara, Rashi, Tysis, Rosh, Rib, Ron,
Ramon, Mun, Ashraman, Lach.
On the tables in front of you, there's a black and white little pamphlet that has a description of the Yeshiva Sagrush theorem, as well as contact information, some other information. If you'd like to speak to us afterwards or get a bit more information, we have that. The last speaker.